Glavin, a former federal prosecutor, in a briefing arranged by the governor's staff, offered a robust defense of her client.
I know the difference between putting a case together against a target versus doing independent fact-finding with an open mind. And there has been no open-minded fact-finding in this case.
Glavin says Attorney General James and her investigators acted as prosecutors, judge, and jury and failed to follow the traditions of providing an advanced draft of the report to the accused. She says they also did not provide any of the transcripts of the 179 people interviewed so that she would have a chance to respond quickly. Glavin disputes the account of the Cuomo staffer, known in the report as Executive Assistant Number 1, who has filed a criminal complaint saying the governor groped her while she assisted him with a task at the governor's mansion in November of 2020. Glavin says Executive Assistant Number 1's account that she left the mansion upset directly after the assault is false because records show the aide stayed for several hours and even enjoyed snacks served by a mansion domestic servant. She says the governor was stunned when the allegation was first reported in the Albany Times-Union in March.
He is 63 years old. He has spent 40 years in public life. And for him to all of a sudden be accused of a sexual assault of an executive assistant that he really doesn't know doesn't pass muster.
Glavin also disputed accounts by Lindsay Boyland, who says Cuomo sexually harassed her. She says Boyland quit working for the governor after a supervisor confronted her with reports that she was a bad worker, not because, as Boyland claims, she was harassed and that she wanted to leave a toxic workplace. Boyland's then boss, former Empire State Development Chair Howard Zemsky, initially said he did not witness the governor inviting Boyland to play strip poker during a 2017 airplane ride. Zemsky later told the AG's investigators that he did, after all, recall Cuomo saying that. Glavin says Zemsky changed his story because Boyland threatened him. Glavin did not address the report's finding that Cuomo inappropriately touched a female state trooper on his security detail. According to the report, he ran his finger down the trooper's spine while riding in an elevator, touched her stomach and hip without permission, and asked her why she did not wear a dress. Glavin says the governor will address those allegations himself.
I can't give you a timeline, but I know he wants to do it soon.
But she disputed accounts that the rules were altered so that the trooper, who did not have enough seniority to qualify for the security detail job, could be hired. Glavin says the governor wanted to employ the trooper after meeting her once because he wanted more diversity on his staff. Paul Fishman, who is representing the governor's office, which includes Cuomo's top aides, also complained about the lack of advance notice of the report by AG James and says the investigators may have asked the governor's staff leading questions to try to steer them to a particular conclusion. The attorneys say they hope to have an opportunity to better tell their side of the story when they submit documents to the Assembly impeachment inquiry, which are due August 13th. In a response, a spokesman for AG James said in a statement that to attack this investigation and attempt to undermine and politicize the process takes away from the bravery displayed by these women. Spokesman Fabian Levy says the accounts by the 11 women have been corroborated by a mountain of evidence. He says any suggestion that attempts to undermine the credibility of these women or this investigation is unfortunate. Levy says the interview transcripts of the witnesses will be given to the Assembly impeachment inquiry. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.